John Sadler runs a good shop, Private Universe. You're pretty bullish about this.
If he doesn't run top three, I'd be extremely surprised. I'd say he's fooled me if he doesn't run top three.
Private Universe, good days. Got there by a half head on Private Universe.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
The ploys alone. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon he'd be extremely hard to beat.
The ploys alone, he's down for an easy victory.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do. It's what we do. It's a busy day too on the early mail. Three meetings. But well done to Paddy Payne yesterday, who gave us, well, what he said was play around with some multiples. He had five runners and a winner in the first, which we pushed hard to get him to say.
We did. And we talked about the $3.60 the place.
We read between the lines what he was saying, and that seemed to be the one that we wanted to get on. Well, you backed it, so that was clever it was. But we did give that a bit of a push. So we're claiming the $3.70 place yesterday for that one. And he had a couple of other, I think he had three place getters out of the five. Pretty sure. So if you played with some multiples yesterday with Hall of Famer Paddy Payne, you would have had a decent day.
No doubt about that.
There at Echuca. Now, let's get going today because we've got some work to do.
This is almost like around the ground sort of stuff because there are three track managers we need to talk to before we get to Danny O'Brien. Let's start with Jim Dalton. They're racing at Geelong today. Jim, good morning.
Whitey Half, how are you going?
Going good, well. Always a big meeting for Geelong, so close to Christmas. Christmas parties going on, all sorts of action. What about the track?
Yeah, the track's good. We've come up with a good four today. Put on 9 millimetres over the last 24 hours and 42 millimetres for the week. And no rainfall about, but that's okay. And the rail's back in the true position, so ready to go.
All right, so what's your penetrometer rating for this morning?
Penetrometer 5.05. Although it's been sort of 20 degree days most of the week, we still have to put a fair bit of irrigation on to keep it in that range. So hence the 9 millimetres last night. We've got a really good cover of grass all the way across. We haven't raced for 4 weeks, so looking forward to a good day.
Fantastic, Jim. Thanks for your help, not only today, but throughout the course of the year. I don't think we'll speak to you before Christmas, so good luck.
Excellent. Thanks, Whitey. Thanks, Half. Bye.
Jim Dalton from Geelong, now to Paul Graham at Mowi. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, boys. How are we going this morning? And Susan's greetings from the Mowi Racing Club.
Absolutely, and to everyone at Mowi as well. What have we got today, Paul? Because, again, it's a big meeting for you guys as well with Christmas parties and a real community spirit going into today's meeting.
Yeah, no, we've got a big one going on today and, you know, we've completely sold out our marquee packages and we've got Thunderstruck playing after the last. So it's going to be a ripping day in the old Motown. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. But, yeah, no, track-wise, we've come up with a good four. Penno's 5.17. Rail out 3 and 24 mil of irrigation for the week. It's still been pretty cool down here. We get some nice dews and gear, so we've been able to hold back on the water. So yeah, we're pretty pleased with what we've rolled out for the guys.
Will Thunderstruck play Thunderstruck?
Oh, I certainly hope so.
You better.
That'd be a riot if they didn't.
Terrific, Paul. We'll speak to you soon and thanks again for all your help this year.
Thanks very much, guys. Cheers.
We're assuming that we have no meeting at Mowi again next
week.
We are back next week, of course.
We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, that's right. Marty Simon from the Valley, they're racing there tonight. Again, big night for Christmas parties, work Christmas parties, etc. at the Valley. Marty, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Marty.
Well, thank you. How's it looking for tonight?
Yeah, no, in good order. Track's currently a good four for going stick at 9.5. We've moved the rail out to 4 metres for tonight. Just been moving it out each week over the last couple of weeks. And, in great order. Put on 5 mil irrigation this morning. It's just finished, actually, and a total of 59 mil for the week. So hopefully we start off on that good four and get an early upgrade.
59 mils. It's a lot of water to put on the track, isn't it?
It is, but this track, it takes a fair bit of water. So been like that all thing, so I wouldn't mind some rain, but we aren't getting any, so we'll just keep watering and hopefully keep it as green as we can keep it.
Fantastic, Marty. We'll catch you soon.
Thanks, guys.
And that's Marty signing at the Valley. So there's your three tracks, Daniel.
Well played by you. Well played indeed. Let's have a chat to one of our favourites on the early mail, Danny O'Brien, who's got some work to do tonight at the Valley and also a sneaky little one today at Geelong.
It's not Danny O'Brien anymore. It's Melbourne Cup winning trainer.
Oh,
Danny
my apologies.
O'Brien.
Like Triple Brownlow medalist Bobby Skilton, Melbourne Cup winning trainer DT O'Brien. Danny, good morning.
Morning, guys.
You sitting comfortable with that title these days?
Yeah, I'm happy to have it.
Thought you might be. Let's have a look at your runners today, Melbourne Cup winning trainer Danny O'Brien. Race 2, number 4 at Geelong kicks it off for you. Got some action at the Valley, but race 2, number 4 at Geelong. Horowitz is your first runner today. What can you tell us about Horowitz?
Look, his only trip to the races was a complete forgive. He got
caught in a speed battle where they went ridiculously quick and he wilted late. So he'll be ridden quieter today from a wide draw, and he is quite talented, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him bounce back and be in the finish today.
Righto, that's a nice push for that one. That's $7 too in the early markets at tab.com.au. Let's have a look at the Valley tonight. You've got four going around, one in the first. Number two, Dondeska, who is a schnitzel filly. Third, Bendigo last time out. Bendigo's normally always good form. Back to the 1,200 to today. 1,400 to the 1,200 today. What's happened there?
No, just had a few weeks between runs, and this looked a suitable sort of race. She's been competitive the last couple. Even Philly's maiden, she'd certainly be a top three chance.
Righto, that's a good start. What race one, number two? Race three, number two, Ignored, was out of the placings last time out at Hastings. Any read into that? From New Zealand.
Had her. She's been with us probably about 8 weeks, so she came over from New Zealand towards the end of the spring, and we've been pleased with her. She's a mare that's got some talent. Murray Baker had her as a three-year-old, and he rated her as quite a nice prospect. Again, she's going to go back and probably look for a bit of cover from a wide draw, and I think on talent alone, she should be able to get into the finish. Yeah, we're obviously going to learn a lot more about her as we run her, but she's a lovely Zabaville mare that we think will certainly be metropolitan grade.
Right, that's another good push. That's a good start already. Race six, number two, is Neurotic, who is second up today. Missed out of Ballarat on resumption. 78 this year was there, back to a 64 today. Is that more suitable over the 1,200?
Yeah, as you said, drops considerably in class. Was just a little bit uncomfortable on the track there at Ballarat the other day. They'd watered it and it was early in the day and she skated a bit, but she's better for the run and gets Ollie on board today, gets a nice run from a good draw, so hopefully she can be in the finish.
I reckon you're having a good night tonight at the Valley, Dan, the way you're going here at the moment. And then race seven, number 12, is your last one. Sham I Am, a sort of a Dr. Seuss sort of horse, this is. Winner at Cranbourne last time out over the 1,000, steps up to the 1,200 second up. As confident tonight?
Hey, look, he was really good the other night in a maiden, and he got a lovely ride. Give him another one today from a sticky sort of draw, but we think he's a horse that's going to win a few more races. He's lightly raced, and his win the other night was really good, so I think he's a good each way chance.
And we've got a couple in the gun today that we can sort of have an investment in, or would you just pick one?
Pick one. I would probably have something on Sham I Am.
Sham I Am in the last, which is $7 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Sorry, the seventh, not the last, at tab.com.au. Good on you, Dan. Always appreciate your time. We probably won't get to you before Christmas, so have a great Christmas to you and the family. We look forward to catching up with you in the new year.
Thanks, Rob.
Good stuff. Danny O'Brien, Melbourne Cup winning trainer, DT O'Brien, with a good hand today, it must be said. Looks a very, very good hand. Sham I Am, $7. Race 7, number 12, his best today. George is with us. He is the people's champ, and this is his second last appearance on the program because he's walking into retirement, self-appointed retirement, and he's got two chances to go with us on the early mail. George, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. How are we going?
We're going beautifully, mate. You just missed out on Wednesday. Just missed out.
I didn't miss out because I still got something, but not Bacotti, but I did get the Dali Double, which is something, you know.
As long as you yourself some thoughts.
You know, that's... I can only tell our listeners, the court is too hard, but if you take the belly double and the running double in the last four races, you can't lose. I've been keeping record for the last 10 years and I've been in front.
Well, you should have told the listeners that at the start of the year, not that quite.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Bit late for that,
your own feature twice a week.
That's the only problem, you know. because you cannot beat the TOB. The TOB is too hard for, far too smart for us.
A bit of a setback for us players of the quaddy who have invested in your numbers. Anyway, George, let's have a look at your numbers tomorrow at headquarters. A good headquarters action for second last crack.
First leg, 6 and 13.
6 and 13 in the first for George.
Second leg, 2 and 14.
2 and 14 for George.
6 under in the third leg, Ken of Hastings.
Straight out the 6 in the third.
And the lucky last, 10 and 13.
10 and 13. How much is it?
Yeah, that'll give you, 100%.
100% for $8, George. We cannot wait to do it. Good luck to you on the weekend.